This I believe. Dr. Jacques M. May is with the American Geographical Society as the director of a research program on medical geography. Born in Paris, he was sent to Indochina as the head of the Department of Surgery in Hanoi. But with the fall of France in 1940, he joined de Gaulle's forces. He came to the United States in 1947. His main interest has been in the study of tropical diseases. Here now is Dr. Jacques May.
I believe that this world is not an accident due to a chance combination of various elements coexisting in chaos. Rather, there is enough sense of harmony and order in any of us to warrant a faith in an organized cosmos which has a meaning and a purpose. I firmly believe that I am not supposed to understand this meaning and this purpose. God has placed it beyond me, and I feel that I should be content with this faith that, however mysterious and disappointing, our lives are not senseless. I cannot conceive that the universe has ever had a beginning, neither can I understand that it should ever come to an end. Although my senses teach me the opposite, my mind believes in infinity in time and space. I do not wonder that my soul should accept, as tenets of its faith, principles which have no foundation in sensorial observation. On the contrary, I rejoice that my deepest emotions are connected with a different, unworldly universe. I prefer to believe that the why of the cosmos is beyond my grasp in this world and after. The more beyond it is, the more hopeful I feel, and I reject with force any assumption that I have been created in the image of God. If it were so, I would lose all faith in him, but I am well satisfied that it is not so. I believe, however, that although the why will never be answered, I am welcome to amuse myself during my lifetime with a study of the how. This study is called science and art, and I get a lot of fun indulging in it. My attitude, which implies a distrust of life as it is now organized, is based on the rather distasteful knowledge, which a biologist cannot help but have, that the basic principle of life can best be summed up by the three words, devour thy neighbor. However, each time we devour our neighbor, we have a feeling of guilt, which I believe has been put in us as a part of the various indications God has given us that he has a different purpose than what appears on the surface of things. God has tried on several occasions to tell us how to best cope with this unsavory situation of reciprocal devouring. His teachings are best summed up for me in the fantastically revolutionary statement which Christ has made that we should love our neighbor. I believe that I should try to do that, and that this is how I should live, although it does not answer the query why I should live. It seems to me that in spite of the bloody and cruel basic biological law, God is interested in persuading us to go counter to this law, urging us to love our neighbor. Hence, I believe that God neither tolerates nor created this basic law, but urges us to help him change it. This leads me to a double belief in God and in the devil. And it seems to me that what I witness is one aspect of a struggle in which I hope God will, at one time, have the edge. I believe that it is a comforting thought that by following the teachings of Christ or of Buddha and many others, I may be helping God in his struggle. Thus, I do not believe in God's omnipotence, but in his heartbreaking appeal for our help. The help I give must be generous and blind, inasmuch as I cannot ask in return an answer to any of the most poignant questions. But I find ample reward in the faith that by acting in accordance to his wishes, I am helping him to replace devour thy neighbor by a world in which love will be the basic law.
That was Dr. Jacques May, a man of science who seeks not why life is, but rather how man can achieve greater harmony with man and his geographical surroundings.